When it comes to teenagers drinking, the typical venue is a party where it's common for teens to play drinking games and to binge. And new research suggests if communities can take steps to rein in parties, they can reduce underage drinking. NPR's Patty Naiman reports.
In lots of communities across the country, parties with alcohol have become something of a rite of passage for teenagers. Bettina Fries is a researcher at the Pacific Institute for Research and Evaluation in Oakland, California.
We had teens tell us they get a text and there are typically three or four parties to choose from on any given weekend.
Fries surveyed about 1,100 teenagers living in Northern California. Most did not host parties with alcohol, but of the 39% who did,
at least one parent was at home for either most of the time of the party or all of the time.
70% of the teens said their parents knew alcohol was served. 24% said their parents probably knew, leaving just a handful of parents in the dark. When Fries later interviewed parents about why they allowed alcohol, she says there were many excuses.
These kids are going to be 18 years old. You got to let them make their own mistakes.
This woman is reading a quote from what one mother told researchers.
I'd rather they make their mistakes when they're at home. I have to give her the rope until she hangs herself. And in 18 years, she's only hung herself twice. I think that's pretty good.
Researcher Fries says many parents just felt drinking was inevitable and that it was safer for their child and even their child's friends to drink at their house rather than someplace else.
They felt there was nothing they could do about it, and in fact, being too strict with their children about alcohol could harm their relationship with their child and could also put their child in a situation where they might be too afraid to tell the parent that they had alcohol and then maybe drink and drive or ride with a driver who had been drinking instead of calling their parents for help.
Again, reading a quote from an interview with another mother.
When we have kids here drinking, it's a little bit of a risk. That's why we don't do it very often. I know it's wrong.
It's also against the law, and a growing number of communities are starting to crack down.
The bottom line is that you can't provide alcohol to minors, period.
Officer Bernadette Compion is alcohol enforcement officer for Ventura County in Southern California. She says the county's laws are crystal clear. If you're 21 or over, and that includes parents, and you host a party where alcohol is available to teenagers, you can be fined $1,000 on the spot.
The fines are so high because the concept is you sort of hit people in the checkbook, it really makes them sort of wake up. If it was a nominal fine, you know, $25 or even $150, most people can sort of justify that and like, oh, that's no big deal, I can pay that. But $1,000, I mean, no matter how much you make, $1,000 is still a lot of money right off the bat.
If parents aren't home, the teenager whose house it is gets the ticket. And police promptly follow up with a letter to parents informing them about the party, the ticket, and the $1,000 fine. And if police are called a second time in 1 year, the fine doubles to $2,000 plus the cost of city services.
It's the cost of every officer who's out there. And if there's any emergency services from the fire department, those costs are included as well.
Which can quickly add up to thousands of dollars more. Compion says most teens and parents get the message the first time. She hasn't been called back much for second offenses. And since the law was passed 6 years ago, underage drinking has declined throughout the county. And teenagers report it's more difficult to obtain alcohol. And it's not just Ventura. Researcher MJ Pascal compared California cities that had these social host laws to cities that did not.
Cities with more stringent and enforceable social host laws had lower levels of drinking at parties among teenagers compared to cities with less stringent laws or without any kind of social host law.
Right now, 28 states have some form of social host laws on the books. Pascal plans future research to see if the laws also result in fewer alcohol-related accidents and injuries, especially from drunk driving. Patty Niemann, NPR News.